Gettysburg is etched into American history as the site of one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War, born out of political divisions that tore the country in two. Conservatives, liberals, and undecided voters traveled from across the country to Gettysburg College for a national convention for the nonprofit group Braver Angels, which holds conversations designed to help Americans better understand each other across party lines. The choice of location is a deliberate reminder of today's political polarization, which motivated dozens of voters to attend the convention. I spoke to some of them about how to fix America's political divide.
Emily Green, 23, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
I think, honestly, not assuming the best in people. I think a lot of people hear somebody say something that might be true from their perspective, and then they just assume the worst. Maybe I should give them the benefit of the doubt and actually talk to them or see, you know, maybe that person isn't the stereotype that I already assume them to be.
My name is Haley Addison, and I am 22, and I'm from Ogdensburg, New York, which is very far upstate New York. I also think pride gets in the way a lot of the time. People just aren't willing to maybe have their opinion changed on certain things, because I know when I started this work, I had a completely different view on politics than what I do now. And that's literally just from talking to other people who have different viewpoints than me.
Eric Hamilton from Malibu, California, 69. I'm discouraged by the level of social media polarization, how much money is being made by driving people apart. And I'm known in my family for completely avoiding political conversations. And that's because the conditions of conversation are so distorted and so skewed that we do more damage. And so I stay away from them.
My name is Sandy Benitani. I'm a Pacific Islander. I live in Utah. 57. The last 2 years or so, I experienced that division, even among us Pacific Islanders back in Utah. There is hate speech, especially during the election time. Conversing with someone with different political perspective, I tend to interrupt or try to be argumentative, defensive, or so the conversation almost like we ended up when it comes to politics is silence. My wife had a friend. They were single together for years, worked at the same place for years until the first election of Trump. They found out that my wife voted for Trump. Their close friend said, "We are done. We are no longer friends." And then my wife was diagnosed with cancer about 4 years ago. Luckily, they were able to restore the friendship. My wife passed away this year, and they said, what's the use of... But yeah, but I think friendship will go negative if there's no healthy conversation about it.
Someone can say, oh, I'm a Republican, but I support open immigration, or I'm a Democrat, but I also am supportive of the Second Amendment. I think it's constantly telling yourself, oh, people are not just 100% this or 100% that. They might have nuanced perspectives based on their lived experience.
Hi, I'm Charmin Banu. I live in Kirkland, Washington, and I'm 53 year old. That's where the biggest problem is. We hear the opinions through TV, through CNN, through Fox News, and that's when we actually dehumanize the other side. If we are having dinner together, if we are having these kind of conversations, I don't think we can hate another person that much.
I'm Sandy Peterson. I live on Whidbey Island, Washington State, and I am 71. When you generalize someone, then you get to marginalize them. And when you marginalize someone, it's easy to demonize them. And when you have the interpersonal connections where I don't have to change your mind, then we become more human to each other.
The resources that Braver Angels has, the techniques they've put together are fantastic. They represent a suite of things, for example, that I can share with my family and say, this is the way we can have conversations and maintain that we cherish one another, even if we differ from one another.